Tamara Thompson is with us, maritime archaeologist for the State Historic Preservation Office at the Wisconsin Historical Society. Thanks for coming back after you got bumped because of breaking news last week, Tamara. Who used these canoes? What tribe? And somebody told me that it was almost like a divvy bike, that canoes were left there for anyone to use. So let's start there. Is that true?
So they were probably owned by a common ancestor of all of the native people of Wisconsin, that far back anyway. But this is the native home, according to the oral tradition of the Ho-Chunk. They have been here since time immemorial. And as far as them being a shared ride, that's exactly what we believe to understand. In talking with the Tribal Historic Preservation officers of the state, there was probably a canoe maker within their community. They would have known the skills and practices to build canoes, and there would have been enough canoes made to fill the needs of a small family group or the community over a time period. And that's why we're seeing canoes, several of them, 16, that are left in this area of the lake, in what we're now starting to see is really a parking lot along an ancient shoreline.
Oh, my gosh. And I think most people listening are familiar with Lake Mendota in Madison. So is it on the shore where the city is, or is it on a shore that's more remote?
It's on the southern shore of Lake Mendota off the village of Shorewood Hills. And it's in about 24 feet of water. So what we understand from core samples that were taken of the sediments in the lake, there was a prolonged drought that ran from about 7,000 years ago till about 700 years ago, really with the last 1,000 years being microclimatic events where the lake really rose and then retreated over that period. And so where they're parked in 24 feet of water at that time would have been about 3 or 4 feet of water, an area that would be deep enough to bury a canoe that would withstand ice and ice shoves that could happen on the lake and could be left, you know, over a winter period when the groups of people would have left to go south and to seek other resources. But then could, as they came back, they could find them again. So in 24 feet of water, you wouldn't be able to get it. So we're imagining that was actually an ancient shoreline, and it would have been about 4 feet of water where it is 24 today.
And what kind of trees are these canoes constructed from?
They're all kinds of different hardwoods. So anything from oak, in fact, the most prevalent species of the group is oak, red and white oak. But we do have elm and ash and basswood that are amongst the canoes that are there. And what's really interesting is that this leads us to believe that the ancient people were practicing forestry. They were selecting trees that were near to the shoreline that could be used to make dugout canoes, and then they were managing that forest to keep the trees growing tall and straight, and then selectively harvesting them as they were needed for the community.
We're talking to Tamara Thompson, maritime archaeologist. We're talking about the canoes that have been discovered. Not all of them have been brought to service, but been discovered on Lake Mendota in Madison. And let's talk about that first discovery. It was just a local guy and his kid on the beach, wasn't it?
It was me.
It was you?
So I was just doing a recreational dive on a Saturday in 2021. I had a girl from the dive shop named Mallory Draw, and we had diver propulsion vehicles. So they're a big battery with fan on the back of it, and we were scooting through the water and picking up trash along this shoreline. It's kind of a drop-off that happens there, and where she stopped was above the exposed end of a dugout canoe. So I got out my write-in-the-rain notebook, and I wrote, hey, I think that's a dugout canoe, but she had made it halfway through her air supply and wanted to turn back and go to the boat. And so, that ended up being a dugout canoe, and then the next spring, I was with another diver named Casey Klaus out of the Chicago area, And we've spotted another two dugout canoes, one 3,000 years old and one 2,000 years old. And when we moved the 3,000-year-old canoe, there was a canoe underneath it that was 4,500 years old. So,
wow.
Yeah, they keep going back in age. And, you know, this grouping of six that were found this spring, the oldest one is 5,200 years old.
That is amazing. And thank God it was you, because you recognized it. I think many of us wouldn't have recognized it or that small portion of it as a dugout canoe.
Yeah, we'd been looking at dugout canoes and collections across the state since 2018. I work with Dr. Cecil Schrader from the University of Wisconsin, and we had an undergraduate student that was interested in looking at canoes and collections, and so we ended up driving across the state of Wisconsin and looking at all kinds of dugout canoes, and so I did know what I was looking at, and but you know, I was still kind of curious that it, you know, I would be able to recognize this on the bottom of a lake that's literally my backyard.
Oh, that's amazing. How exciting. And so has one been pulled out of the lake, and is it on display, or will it eventually be on display?
The first canoe and the second canoe, the first one is 1,200 years old, and that was brought up in the fall of 2021. And then the second canoe, the 3,000-year-old canoe, was brought up in the spring of 2022. Those went into conservation. They are at the State Archive Preservation Facility in Madison here and undergoing polyethylene glycol treatment. So that bulks up the wood as water leaks out of the cellular structure, it replaces that and kind of bulks up the wood and makes it shelf stable. Those will go to Texas in another couple months to have the rest of the water freeze-dried off of them at a facility at Texas A&M University, and then they'll be put on display at the State History Center, which is due to open in 2027 on the Capitol Square here in Madison.
That's amazing. And so is it safe to assume that just about every lake in the area where there might have been natives who settled on the shoreline, that you possibly could find the same thing?
It's definitely something that we're looking into. Where they are parked is all in a grouping. That grouping is associated with ravines through a 35-foot bluff, and those connected to an Indian trail network, which would have gone throughout the landscape, east, west, north, and south. And so we're looking at these transportation nodes, places where people could park canoes and then, you know, get out and walk, sort of intermodal transportation of the day. And we're starting to look at other places across the landscape here in Wisconsin as to where other places cache canoe sites might be feasible.
That's so fun. Please keep us up to date on your discoveries. I'd love to have you on again.
Oh, thank you.
Tamara Thompson, maritime archaeologist for the State Historic Preservation Office at the Wisconsin Historical Society.